I'd like to share this morning about the gift of mercy, the spiritual gift of mercy. And as I was considering what kind of story to tell you, I realized something about, and then Jeremy was asking for testimonies during Sunday school on when we have been forgiven. When you talk about the gift of mercy and you want to give testimony about that, you either find yourself in a situation where if you have received mercy, you also have to tell a story where you have failed or something didn't go right for you and mercy was extended to you. And so there's a humility that takes that needs to be in our hearts if we're willing to talk about that. On the other hand, if you're going to tell a story about where you gave mercy, then you feel like you're tooting your own horn. So I found that in repeating stories of mercy, it's actually fairly difficult to give a personal testimony about that on both accounts. A person with a gift of mercy is one who shows compassion, has empathy. Empathy is different from sympathy. If you have sympathy towards someone, you feel bad for them and you feel pity for their situation. If you have empathy for someone, it's also feeling their pain. But empathy comes with the idea that I am going to offer my assistance to do something about it. I have the willingness to engage with you and help you through your time of trouble or sorrow or whatever it is that's befallen. A person who shows compassion has empathy and sensitivity towards individuals who are troubled in spirit, in body, or in emotion. You can turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Familiar passage here of the Good Samaritan. Luke chapter 10. I will begin reading at verse 25. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. He came to him, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I return, when I come back, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor to him that fell among thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. And Jesus said, Go and do thou likewise." It's interesting to read stories from the Bible that we know and have known since we were 3 years old in Sunday school. To read them anew and experience them again. The Good Samaritan is told here, is listed as the one who showed mercy, the one who had mercy. I've made an observation as I've studied the spiritual gifts that the function of them is seldom just something that happens in my head or in my heart, but it is function and action that is done toward the body of Christ, or toward someone that we find in the world who needs us. It is an action that God calls us to do. So this Pharisee, Pharisee, asked the question, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus goes to both the head and the heart. He goes both to the heart and action. He goes to the inner heart and talks about the vertical relationship with God, and to the external action and horizontal relationship with man. Jesus says, if you are going to inherit eternal life, here's what you must do. And he isn't just talking about having a heart relationship, a vertical relationship with Christ, but he says there's going to be a vertical relationship that takes place as well. Mercy is feelings of concern that move us to action. Eternal life is connected to action, not just a set of the heart. God has given spiritual gifts in the church. When you come to Christ, you are given one or several spiritual gifts that God plans to use in you and through you to bless and benefit your local congregation. God has given you gifts that he is calling you to action to meet the needs. God, there are all kinds of needs in the kingdom and in the world around us. And God has given us gifts that he intends for us to use to meet those needs. He is using us as his children to fulfill those needs. We are literally the hands and feet of Jesus when we are functioning in the spiritual gifts that God has given us. As I studied the gift of mercy and was looking for examples in Scripture, 90% of the examples that I looked at were Jesus. Jesus is an incredible example of mercy. And we are called to pattern ourselves after the life of Jesus. In Matthew 9:36, it says, "And when he saw the multitudes, he had compassion on them, because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." His heart was moved with compassion. It stirred his emotions. It stirred his human feelings toward the people that were there. What moves your heart? What stirs your soul? What causes you to care about other people? What excites you into action? Does the pain or the trouble of others touch you? Or can you easily turn away and say, that has nothing to do with me? Again, Jesus in Luke 7:12-13, as he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the widow of Nain. The only son of his mother, it says, and she was a widow. And so here was a person who in that time frame was going to be left without sons or a husband. And that was not going to be a good situation for her in that time period, in that geography. It says, and a large crowd from town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." And Jesus came near and touched the coffin, and those who carried it stood still. And he said, "I say unto you, young man, arise." The person who has the gift of mercy goes toward the situation that needs help. They move into the situation when other people are backing away or moving away. They're like, "There's nothing I can do about that." The person who has mercy is a person who understands what they can do and moves toward the situation. Jesus, when he saw the pain of her heart, he came near, he touched the coffin, he moved into that situation, into that hurt. Characteristics of the gift of mercy. I have 8 of them listed here. 8 characteristics of the gift of mercy. There are someone who is moved with a heart of compassion on those who are going through trouble, whether it's physical, spiritual, or emotional. It's a God-given ability to sense hurt and to respond to it with love and understanding. A mature mercy giver lives consistently in kindness and gentleness. Now, in all of the things that we talk about in terms of this is the characteristic of this gift or whatever, none of us are perfect. We're still human. And so when I say that this person who has mercy lives consistently with kindness and gentleness, that doesn't mean that they never fail. That doesn't mean that they never get frustrated or impatient or angry. But the general flow of their life is that we see them living consistently in kindness and gentleness because it is the way their heart thinks about life. God has given them that gift and ability. Mercy people have an intuitive sense and sensitivity towards how other people are feeling or doing emotionally. Others of us who do not have that have to practice responding to situations and watching. Like for me, I'm not a gift of mercy. I have to pay attention or I miss it. And I think that everybody's doing well when in fact they're not. The mercy people have a sense of how others are feeling or doing emotionally, while prophets and teachers and organizers tend to be more towards task-oriented and projecting or talking about what kinds of right attitudes people should be thinking or feeling. While there are some personalities and some giftings who do not value feelings, a mercy values feelings. Feelings are important to the one who has the gift of mercy, while others may not be aware of others' feelings or even count feelings suspect. Mature persons with the gift of mercy are frequently prayer warriors. They feel that they must pray. They feel that they must pray because they feel many things and they understand that we can't fix the world around us. And so a mature person with mercy is a prayer warrior who feels that they must pray because this is the best way they know how to connect their feelings to the heart of God and the world around them. They have learned that often the most that they can do in some situations is to release a particular matter to God. They are patient with people who are considered by many as unpleasant or unresponsive and hard to love and care for. Mercies are people moved toward people that many others are moving away from. They are drawn to those who are outcast. They are drawn to handicapped. They are drawn to the elderly. They are drawn to the seriously ill and those who are wounded in spirit. Mercies tend to have a sense of suffering and hardship of the people around them who would never tell others what they are going through. When we struggle, frequently we hide what we're struggling with, and a person with the gift of mercy frequently senses that and can move into that. We need to have people of mercy around us so that we aren't missing or letting people falling through the cracks. That is how the gift of mercy is supposed to work in the church. A person with the gift of mercy is usually an humble person. Their sensitive nature causes them to have an awareness that we are all broken in some way. They are frequently hard on themselves, just as they are hard on other people, not hard on other people, but because they have awareness that we all have weaknesses, and judging harshly would be hypocritical. While they recognize that everyone fails, they do not excuse sin, but take sin seriously, their own as well as others' shortcomings. Every gift has its own set of weaknesses, and mercy is no exception. Mercy is no exception. A few things about the weaknesses that can tend to express itself in the gift of mercy. They can tend to end up with people becoming dependent on them instead of dependent on God. They can become the person that everybody is leaning on, and they should be directing people towards the strength of God. They may end up taking up offenses for others when others don't even feel offended themselves. They may take up offenses for others, which leads to bitterness and relational chaos in the group. A mercy may tend to avoid conflict so strongly that they fail to move into situations even when they have the responsibility to lead in that particular situation. A person with a gift of mercy, the last thing they want to do is to move into a conflict, whether you're